Word on Today FM.
It is time for Andy O'Donoghue with Tech Thursday. Andy, good evening to you. I know many people, when they buy a TV, probably splash as much cash, if not more, on the sound system to go with it. So you've been looking at a number of soundbars and other tech. Now, you can spend a lot of money, but start us off with something a little bit more modest.
Well, Ian, I have to say this is one of the most remarkable devices I've seen in a while, made by a Swedish company called Atonemo, A-T-O-N-E-M-O, and it's called the Stream Player. You can buy it online for about €99, and it is a tiny little device, and kind of it's smaller than a beer mat, really, but it does solve a huge problem, and that huge problem is that many people have excellent older speakers that they bought or they inherited, but they have no smarts. And so what you can do with the Stream Player is you plug it into the back of an old amplifier or an active speaker or your vintage hi-fi even.
Who has them?
And well, often in the attic. So bring them back to life, because the Stream Player gives you modern streaming. It uses Wi-Fi, and essentially what it does is it allows you to use Spotify Connect, AirPlay, Google Cast, and play that through your old speakers or your old amplifier. So it turns dumb speakers into Sonos-style multi-room speaker system for a fraction of the cost.
Yep, and I'm sure many people, as you say, do have the old stereo system, which can be good for some of the streaming services, given some of the quality of them. Now, let's move on to the soundbars, and many of these are expensive, so you do have some high-end ones, but let's start off, as you said, with Sonos, which is one of the leaders in the market.
It is, and Sonos have had a difficult time. They got really bad publicity about their app last year, and it kind of, you know, people began, even in a way, even to depart the Sonos ecosystem. However, I would also say there are many soundbars you see for sale in shops now that are really old models. You'll see models that are 2, 3, 4 years for sale, costing €100 or €200. But new soundbars, the technology is so good and the sound so different. They are worth thinking about if you want to kind of set yourself up with a really good home theater system. The Sonos Arc Ultra costs about €1,000, and it is kind of the new king of the hill from Sonos. And the Ultra version features their new sound motion technology, which kind of reduces the size of the bass drivers but doubles the output. So you get quite a slim and ergonomic device, but it creates this terrifically wide sound stage where if you're sitting in front or nearly in front of the TV, you will hear bullets whizzing past your ears or cars passing you by. Has a really nice speech enhancement mode, which is now adjustable, so you can boost quiet dialogue in those mumbling dramas, which we seem to have so many of these days. And yes, it's expensive at €1,000, but for somebody who wants the best cinema sound without running cables across the living room, the Sonos Arc Ultra is probably the one.
Now, JBL are something much more modestly priced for some really good equipment, and I'm a fan of their tech, and they've got a bar as well.
Indeed, and so am I, and so many times we've looked at JBL products on The Last Word, and they kind of own the mid-range market. And so for €249, I think the JBL Bar 300 is, it's a compact all-in-one bar. And so that means there's no separate subwoofer box, so that doesn't clutter up the room and have you running cables that trip up dogs or cats or children. But despite the size of it, the bass is surprisingly punchy. And that's down to its kind of what they call clever internal porting that they do. It has multi-beam technology, which really works with this. And that bounces sound off the walls to simulate surround sound. It has a calibration microphone that actually listens to your room layout and tunes the audio to match the shape of your living room. That was technology that was only available in really expensive studios years ago. Now you get that, you get AirPlay, you get Alexa multi-room music and Chromecast. So I think this is really nice, maybe for apartment dwellers or people with smaller living rooms. And for €249, good value.
Just before we move on, just remind us of the price of the Atonemo streamer.
At €99.
€99, because we have had a texter in on 087 4100 102. Now, as I said, you can spend an awful lot of money on a sound system, and you're going to tell us one now from Samsung that does cost quite a bit, but you are calling it the nuclear option.
Yeah, it kind of is. And Samsung are really good at this kind of, at the top range. And this is the the Q990. This is the 2026 model, if somebody was going out to look at this. And they are expensive, but I've seen them reduced from €1,500 down to about 910 or 20. And comes as a package with the main bar, a large subwoofer, and two physical rear speakers. So this is old school surround sound. And many of your listeners do like that kind of, that setup, but they will need to be plugged into power sockets behind your couch. But you get a true surround sound. You get all the channels. Essentially, you're getting those 11 speakers in one and one subwoofer, and everything firing at you at the same time. It has a really clever feature. It has 120 hertz pass through, and that means it's kind of future proofed for gamers, for PS5 or Xbox owners. If you have the space and you have a wooden floor and you want to shake it when a dinosaur walks off the screen, this is the one for you.
Probably not if you're living in an apartment with plenty of neighbours. I just want to bring in another text here, Andy. Bought the Sonos Beam and added two speakers subsequently. Great kit, Andy. App is absolutely brilliant. Andy, can we skip forward? Because I want to go again to something else. And this is from Sony. And it is a very high price. Tell us about it.
It is a high price, but I'm delighted that you wanted to talk about this, because this is just breathtaking. I've seen this in action, and oh my goodness, I would love one. But it's the Sony Bravia Theatre Quad, listed at a retail price of €2,900, sells for about €2,800 around the country. It's expensive, but it's incredible. And I would encourage any of your listeners who are vaguely interested in audio to even go and look at the online demo. Even the way Sony have done that online is breathtaking. It's not a soundbar. It is four flat fabric covered squares that kind of look like picture frames, and you place them roughly the four corners of your room, and they wirelessly connect to a little control box. But they use Sony's 360 spatial sound mapping, and they create phantom speakers all around the room. This is the most design friendly system for this purpose I have ever seen. And they can be wall mounted or they can be put on stands. They're flat, so they kind of disappear into your decor, unlike bigger speakers. And you don't even need to place them perfectly. The engineers at Sony have figured all that out. And kind of wherever you are in the room, it feels like you're getting the sweet spot of sound. But Ian, these sound absolutely incredible. They sound like the best cinema you've ever been in. Yes, they're expensive, but remarkable engineering from Sony.
They certainly would want to be at that price. Let's move to something a bit more budget friendly for people out there. This is something called the Creative Stage SE Mini.
And you know, this is really worth a mention. I love Creative, the little soundbars they make. Mostly people think of them as gaming soundbars, but I have a Creative Sound Blaster, which retails for €80, and I've got it plugged into my TV and it works really well. This is even better value, and it's new and it's really notable because it's called the Creative Stage SE Mini. Incredibly good value, and we kind of need a budget hero these days generally. And this is a tiny soundbar. It's not even 400 millimeters wide. It's less than half a meter, and it sits under your PC monitor or maybe under a TV in the kitchen. And yes, it's basic, powered via USB, but it is infinitely better than the tinny speakers inside those smaller TVs that you get up to kind of 37 inches. Clear dialogue enhancement, and it really does lift vocals out of the mix. There's no remote clutter, a big knob on the side, turn the volume up or down, and you've got Bluetooth for €40, Ian. Incredibly good value.
And just while we finish, and briefly, Andy, just want to go back to something a bit more modest, and this is Clips. I think I'm pronouncing it incorrectly, but you will inform me.
Clips are really good. So Clips are a really famous speaker maker, and I should mention the Clips Flexus Core 100, legendary hi-fi brand, but this is kind of their entry into the affordable soundbar. And it's upgradable. You can buy the bar first, then add a wireless hub, add a subwoofer later. For €360 in Ireland, it's ideal for kind of 43 to 50 inch TV, and a really, really solid device that will work for years.
Okay, Andy O'Donoghue, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much for joining us. The Last Word on Today FM.